Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about Monday's school board meeting.
A real quick beginning to the meeting with a couple fundraisers approved, and then the retirement plan was, well, amended first and then approved. Cassie, first off, take the Knoxville listeners through exactly that amendment portion for that retirement plan, and then when that all, what that all means moving forward.
We have a policy for a voluntary retirement plan, and in that policy, it actually gives dates that people have to notify the district if they are interested in participating in what's going to be offered. And the past date on there was December 23rd. We really felt that some of our employees might want to make some appointments with financial planners, with IPERS and others. We wanted to give them a little bit longer time to do that. So the board amended the policy to January 15th. So all of our employees who are full-time will reach a minimum age of 55 by August 15th of 2018 and are considered full-time employees will be eligible to apply for our voluntary retirement package. So the board first approved the policy as amended with that new date, and then they approved the incentive package, which is the same one that has been offered in the 2015-16 school year and also the 13-14 school year. And the package is 100% of their current salary. And it's just base salary, but 100% of their base salary that will be paid out over 36 months into an annuity. And so anyone who is eligible and interested will have to file their application by January 15th, and then they will be officially retired as of June 30th, 2018.
Now, after that portion, the beginning portion of the school board meeting, another two learning sessions were held, this time by the Knoxville School District staff and then the school district leadership. Take us through those two learning sessions. I know they were kind of in the same area as the last two learning sessions, but this time you got to learn new answers from your staff and leadership.
It's been a lot of fun actually listening to all four of the groups that we've invited in. A lot of the same themes have emerged, not surprisingly, to be honest. I think the school board, watching their pens, taking notes, had wonderful ideas that were presented to them, both about things that people in our community and in our system feel that students should be able to know, be able to do, and have access to in order to be successful, both in school and after they graduate from high school. And then the second question that, again, probably was even more interesting to me, was how can our school district partner with other organizations to provide additional opportunities or to enhance current opportunities for our students? Just fantastic ideas that came out from both from all four of the sessions. I would say the themes that were really prevalent from our staff and our leadership teams focused a lot on helping to support mental health issues. I think in our society today, it's something that's very prevalent. I think mental health concerns for a variety of reasons are on the rise, and we're seeing some of those concerns in children that are younger and younger. Part of it, I think, has something to do with technology access and just information overload, if you will, across the board in our society. Now we get global information instantaneously, and even as adults, sometimes it's hard to figure out how to process through that and how to deal with it. Young kids don't have the coping skills or the experience to have any clue where to start sometimes, and they're still being barraged with some of that information as well. So I think getting additional supports in place, additional trainings in place, and even making it, I would say, a high priority on our system to make sure we're taking care of our kids, of our staff, of our families, and our community in general, definitely was one of the biggest themes that we heard. You know, one of the other pieces that is always great accolades on all of the great things that are already going on. Again, one of the messages, I think, to me came across that we still struggle to communicate as well as we need to on all the great things happening. You know, how do you get the word out? People are so busy doing the work, sometimes we forget to share the good news. avenues, whether it's with parents, with our community, and we have a fabulous relationship with our media, radio, website, and Facebook, social media things, but we still are not getting all of our stories out there. So that's going to be some work that I think we take on. After all four of these learning sessions now that have been completed, the board's going to take their notes and all of the priority lists that all of the individuals who shared with them left at the end of the meeting. And in January, they're going to process through the different themes, the different ideas, and really figure out where do we go from here. And to me, that's going to be an exciting work session the end of January, and trying to figure out how to prioritize the long list of possible opportunities that our community partners and our staff are up to the challenge and excited about.
That's coming up in January, but next thing you know, we're going back to business. Coming up, your next school board meeting, your next regularly scheduled school board meeting. Take us through what can Knoxville residents expect to be on that agenda coming up at the next one?
It will be December 11th, and it's going to be a business meeting. We've had two sessions now that have been a lot more fun work sessions, but our business meeting, we're going to be looking at the potential calendar for the 2018-19 school year. We're looking at our application for additional at-risk funds and programming pieces. We'll have a technology department presentation. There is a trip request for a choir trip here in the 19-20, I believe, school year. And just a lot of, 28E agreements and regular business as we wrap up the calendar year. So it's going to probably be a little bit more on the boring side compared to our last two, but good stuff happening.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.